Steve, first of all, you deserved that, didn't you?
Yeah, I did. You know, I fancied us to win today. And when Steve Evans comes to the Broadfield Stadium, he normally wins, doesn't he? I had a habit of it. But we thought we were unlucky in that last 20 minutes against Preston last week. But we took it on the chin and we worked a lot collectively. And you must have really the game is. I think if we'd have scored in the first 20 minutes, we might have helped our goal difference today. But we went a goal behind. It's a bad goal to lose. We need to look at it. You know, I think good defending's good, so we need to look at it. And then I think from there on in, we miss a couple of chances. We don't stop. We get the goal. And as second half was going, we'd a lot of people that were working hard, like Tubbsy. We're working hard with them in the week, probably pushing them a little bit hard. And we knew there was a game plan today to introduce Warrow. And funny enough, when I made the change, a couple of the boys said, because he was electric in the last couple of games when he came on, I said he'd probably go and get the winner for us, and he did. But I'm absolutely delighted. I've come back to a good football club with good people. I've met some great people before the game. And I said, win, lose, or draw today, I would come a proud man of what I achieved here. And I would leave a proud man, win, lose, or draw, and that's what we'll do.
You've started the season. You don't score scrappy goals, do you? Only score good ones.
Yeah, we do. But I think it's nice to see the first goal. You know, it's come from our analysis of Crawley and where they mark and where they don't mark and what they do from set plays. And we've watched somebody around the back and it's come back in for Kieran to react. And he does that. And then obviously was a great finish. You know, he's probably been unlucky to go out the side. He's an infectious young man, like most of them are. But you know, we're all gloating here. We've come away. We've got our first 3 points in League One. It's a long trip home, but you know, apart from a long trip caused by an accident yesterday, we once again our chairman let us prepare impeccably, and thank you to him.
How much does it mean to get that first win on the board at this level?
Yeah, I said in the run-up to the game, it didn't matter when the first 3 points come. It wouldn't matter if it's today or next week or the week after, but obviously the sooner they come, it takes that old cliche, you've no win yet, off the backs. And we've brought a decent travelling support to come and shout for our team and versus another great support. And I thought at one stage in the first half, I think somebody wrote in one of the press that... It could be 5-5 looking at the early season results. And since it went 1-1 and we attacked, they attacked, I thought it could have been for a little spell. But thankfully we settled that down. And I think second half we were showing our quality and I think we were by far, far the better side.
Didn't panic either, did you, when you went 1-0 down? You've had a flying start. They've got a bit of a freak goal, but you just kept at it, didn't you?
Yeah, I think our thought process has been since we drove out of that Morecambe that day when we lost a late goal that we felt we panicked a bit that day. We'd equalised and we were chasing and that, you know, over 95 or 96 minutes in the game is a long, long time. So we said if we do concede goals, then we have to mentally almost approach the game as if it's still 0-0 and play. And we've done that. And it was a solid, workmanlike performance. And another day we'd have run out very comfortable winners. But I need to look at the Ravel goal, whether he's offside. It doesn't look offside to me, but I can't see him in the ideal position.
How much of an unsung hero is Kieran Agard? I know that you, at the end of last season, you highlighted him and said he did a great job for us. And, you know, we talk about Nardiello and Ravel, and then you sign Matt Tubbs, and he kind of was the forgotten man a little bit with the press and maybe some of the fans, but he's done a great job for you at the start of this season, hasn't he?
There's people that you forget about him.
I know.
It's not people like the players or the staff. You know, it's not Steve Evans who tried to sign the young man when he first left Everton before he went to Yeovil and tried to bring him to this football club, to Crawley. So when I got my hands on him at Rotherham, and I took a bit of work to get him, as he'll tell you, to travel to London a couple of times, which is a long way. But I just had a belief that he would play a vital part, and he did in the run-in last season, as a lot of others did. And, you know, Kieran is one of those young men that he'll miss a chance, like he did first half, and it looks easier to score. But the wonderful thing that Kieran Agard's got is he's got the heart the size of Rotherham, so he'll never stop getting in, he'll never stop missing a chance, because he's always prepared to miss to get a goal, and he showed that today.
How good was Morgan in that second half? He just seemed to get his head on everything.
Well, I think Morgan and Armisen, the biggest compliment I can give them is Claude Davis is sitting on the bench. You know, there was a lot of thought this week as to whether we brought Claude in. I'm a big believer in playing players against their old clubs. I just think it does inspire you. I think players against us were inspired today. You know, and there was a couple of boys on the bench that would have been inspired for Crawley had they played, because we're here as a management team. You know, I just think it's all in the pitch. We've got a lot of heart, a lot of desire, and Arneson and Morgan they've been excellent.
You're getting goals from midfield. Worrell's got one today. Agard's goal came while he was playing in a midfield position. You know, you're looking at the strikers, if they can contribute as well. You have got goals in this team, haven't you? But do the strikers just need a bit of time, a bit more fortune maybe?
Well, we know the answer with Tubbsy. Tubbsy, I said to him when he came off today, that's another 60-odd minutes nearer where we need to be. And, you know, he said one chance just before he came off, or if he's got that little half yard, he taps it into an empty net. And as I said, I think Ravel should score first half with a header. But he's been magnificent all day, hasn't he? And the second one, I'd like to see if it's offside or not, because he certainly sticks it away. And but you know, it doesn't matter who scores in our team. It doesn't matter who keeps them out if they kick them off a line. This group, I said to the chairman in the week, I have a good feeling about this group, and every day I walk with them, that feeling's getting a little bit better, and it is better than the feeling was last year. So that tells us that, you know, we should have a good season. But there was some words said before the game about budgets and nonsense like that, and nothing about the success this management team had here. That was disrespectful. But we never say them before the game. We're not going to talk about it after the game. But some people need to remember that I know what players are in here. I was here, I was the manager.
And I know that you've got the utmost confidence in your team, and you expect a lot of them this year, but how encouraging is a display like that? When you go up, you can't be 100% sure how your team's going to adapt to a new level, can you? But that must have been encouraging to see that today.
Oh, I was confident. I was confident when I put the team together in League Two that most, if not all of them, could play in League One. And, you know, we've got some quality in our squad. You know, the chairman's aware that I'm still looking to do one or two bits of business. He's probably listening to me now saying, shh, Steve. But he knows we'd like to do one or more bits of business, but he demands value for money. He demands we do it structurally and properly, and we show him where they could fit into the squad and how they fit into the squad. He is an incredible man, but he's the most demanding man I've ever worked for. But that's what gets me up every day.
Just to finish, any update there in terms of maybe one or two coming in
now? No, we're working desperately hard now. Paul Douglas was working on one today. I don't know how that's going. He was having a chat around lunchtime, and obviously when it gets to that stage in the day, the phone goes off and we focus. But you know, Paul will probably give me a tinker as we're travelling and update us. But we're working hard. If it can't be done, it can't be done. And we showed the young boy Taylor that went off to Sheffield United. If they want a pound too much, it's too much.